You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, April 24th. I'm Katie Ferguson, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 12. That's how many months the Conference Board's leading economic index has declined. The index measures U.S. business cycles, and its recent dip was unexpectedly sharp, hitting the lowest level since November 2020. The metric is a concern for those who fear a recession might hit the U.S. economy this year, and it's not the only one. The latest data on the labor market indicates that jobless claims are rising again. Earnings season hasn't been a big boost. Regional banks showed mixed results, and bank borrowing from the Federal Reserve increased for the first time in 5 weeks. Investors are also doubtful that the Fed will pause its rate hike campaign. Last week, Fed speakers seemed to double down on the prospects for another increase. The CME FedWatch tool has a nearly 85% chance of a 25 basis points hike at the May meeting. The next number up is $124.6 billion. That's what analysts surveyed by FactSet have forecast for Amazon's first quarter sales. The company is set to report earnings this week, and some analysts are feeling bullish about the stock. J.P. Morgan's Doug Anmuth took a look at the company in a note on Friday. He said while first quarter e-commerce trends have been muted, untapped categories, including grocery, apparel, accessories, and furniture, will be an important part of that. The note also expressed confidence in Amazon's ability to improve operating margins this year. Investors will be taking a close look at how Amazon Web Services performs. AWS is the largest contributor to the company's annual operating profit. Amazon is set to report earnings this Thursday, after the market closes. Our last number is more than 20%. That's how much the stock of TJX, the parent company of TJ Maxx, has jumped over the past year. Compare that to the SPDR S&P Retail Exchange Traded Fund, which has fallen nearly 20% in the same period. And now some analysts say that the bargain store's stock itself is a bargain. TJX has increased its market share, which also includes the stores Marshalls, HomeGoods, and Sierra Trading Post. And in a moment when hundreds of retailers are closing stores across the U.S., TJX recently said it could still open about 1,400 new locations long-term. That would be a nearly 30% increase from its current footprint. Analysts say the stock, which is currently around $78, is trading at a discount to its historical average, and it may have more room to run. It's not all good news, though. Shares are off about 2% this year as a result of diminished consumer spending and macroeconomic concerns, and the company's most recent quarter offered disappointing earnings guidance. But given the company's strong reputation with bargain hunters, it could be well-positioned to thrive in a difficult economic climate. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, April 24th. I'm Katie Ferguson, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.